Global oil and gas markets could be severely disrupted as Middle East tensions escalate. Mark Lacey, head of thematic equities at Schroders. It is impossible to say whether the terrible conflict in the Middle East will deteriorate further, but recent articles and political commentary, particularly from Friday, the 4th of October, point to a risk that global oil markets and global gas markets could be severely disrupted over the coming months. It was reported on Thursday, the 3rd of October, that Iran had shut down its massive Karg oil terminal, and that no vessels are expected to leave the terminal for the foreseeable future. This is a major terminal, roughly 1.6 MB per day of exports, in a 102 MB per day global market, and will, without any doubt, have an impact on global supplies if it is permanently shut in. Iran's total current oil production rate is close to 3.4 MB per day, and this has recovered from less than 2.0 MB per day when sanctions were imposed. It is important to note that OPEC does have 6 MB per day of reported capacity, of which 50% is estimated to be operationally capable of ramping up over the next 12 months. But this assumes that the Strait of Hormuz is not inaccessible during the conflict. Around 20% of global oil passes through the Strait of Hormuz. In gas markets, Iran is a significant producer, but it is not a major exporter of gas. Unlike the oil market, there is little or no spare capacity in global gas markets right now. The big players in the region are Qatar and the UAE, whose combined exports comprise around 20% of global liquefied natural gas, LNG, trade, mostly Qatari. All these volumes pass through the Strait of Hormuz. However, in the past, with the aid of military escorts, supply has not been disrupted. Despite recent weaknesses in oil prices and reduced demand from China, we maintain a stable outlook, anticipating oil prices within a range of US$65 per BL to US$85 per BL. This forecast is supported by balanced and more normalized demand profile, with supply being managed through disciplined capital allocation from non-OPEC participants. In contrast, we are forecasting strong growth in the global gas market, driven by increasing electricity demand, transitioning from coal-fired power generation, and substantial LNG exports from North America. A more detailed view on the broader global oil market. Outside of China, global oil demand is relatively stable, but the magnitude of the demand downgrades coming out of China cannot be understated. Global oil demand estimates have essentially been revised down from March 2024 onward by key agencies, for example the IEA and AIA, from around 1.5 MB per day of growth for 2024, to now around 1 MB per day. China demand growth has been revised down from 0.6 MB per day to just 0.2 MB per day. Demand in China has essentially contracted year on year since April, despite forecasts of growth for the year. In addition to having a muted outlook for the remainder of 2024, we also struggle to rationalize why demand would accelerate meaningfully in 2025. We certainly expect oil demand to grow in 2025, and we expect oil demand to continue growing until the 2030-2035 period. But taking into consideration China's relatively weak GDP growth outlook, we are forecasting 0.9 MB per day of global oil demand growth in 2025. 1. It is also important to point out that China oil demand growth is not always super strong. Previous growth rates have been impacted by overbuying in order to fill their strategic reserves, and it is now believed that the strong growth in China's oil demand throughout 2023 has been overstated due to a replenishment of inventories that were drawn down during the 2020-2021 lockdown period. If we go back to the 2014 to 2016 period, see chart below, China's apparent oil demand appeared to stagnate, as they used their inventories rather than pay over $100 per BL. Investors will remember that this demand weakness was one of the factors that caused the oil price to fall to $35 per BL in 2015, the other factor being that the OPEC members decided to flood the market with supply in the face of growing shale oil supply. Given the clear lack of strength in China's economy, we are forecasting modest oil demand growth in China, 0.2 MB per day, in 2025. Indian oil demand growth is forecast to be around 0.4 MB per day of growth. 1. This compares to current consensus forecasts of around 1.4 MB per day of oil demand growth in 2025. Ends. Author, at Mark Lacey, Schroders Plus posts energy security and the implications for the energy sector energy transition. Is the sector X growth? National budget speech commentary. Energy and carbon measures are positive but long-term will we see a resurgence in Europe's energy security concerns? Share on your socials.